With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller telling the Salem Radio Network, this country has never seen anything like the big, beautiful bill.
I have waited my entire life, and if I was older, it would be, I would say I've been waiting for 100 years, because there's never been a bill like this bill since there has been a conservative movement. This represents the culmination, in the case of the MAGA movement, of 10 years of hard work. This bill would have been unthinkable in 2017, in the Paul Ryan era.
Miller fired back against Elon Musk's criticisms of President Trump's measure without mentioning the billionaire by name. Musk has called the bill pork-filled and a disgusting abomination. Gaza's health ministry says that Israel's military offensive has killed at least 95 people, including kids and women, in the last 24 hours, but don't believe that. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Lawrence, says one of the biggest challenges facing the Jewish state is complicity by much of the media with lies and propaganda spread by Israel's enemies, including about the civilian death toll in Gaza.
That 54,000 comes from the Gaza health authorities. Nobody knows who they are. No one can mention a name. They'll say, well, the UN backs that up. Yeah, but the UN also, the UN quotes the Gaza health authorities, and the Gaza health authorities quotes the UN. So it's a loop of lies.
Rough night in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv as Russian drone and missile attack targeting the area. At least four people killed, some two dozen wounded. Sovereignty besting journalism in a Kentucky Derby rematch today as he won the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. Journalism was second and Beza was third. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to all pornography.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped the challenge. Lawyers have not given a reason. Suit had been filed last year in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. ACLU, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details. Kentucky bans abortions except to save the life of the mother or prevent disabling injury. SRN News. A recall on some air conditioners.
It's a voluntary recall by Midea of 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners. The problem is pooled water may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. There's been at least 152 reports of mold in air conditioners. More than a dozen customers report exposure to mold resulted in respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and sore throats. The air conditioners were sold from March of 2020 through last month. Online and at stores, including Costco and Home Depot. I'm Ed Donahue.
What a change in major college sports. A federal judge has signed off on a change that will clear the way for schools to start paying their athletes. The terms include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million for athletes over a one-year period. More details at srnnews.com.